It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Congress is on recess this week, but when they get back, they'll have only 2 days to come to an agreement on a budget resolution. We'll hear what's at stake in our weekly look at Capitol Hill.
First, we're talking about the latest news on a possible new arena for the Bucks in Milwaukee. Team officials held a press conference this morning where they laid out plans for a new development package that includes a new arena and a public plaza that will cost a total of $1 billion.
Don Walker has been following the debate over the Bucks arena. He was at the press conference this morning. He's a Marquette University fellow writing about this whole arena plan for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Don, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. Good afternoon.
Well, paint us a picture. What did the Bucks unveil today at this press conference?
Well, they, for those who attended, they showed three rather large renderings taken at sort of different angles of what this new arena could look like. And for comparison purposes, it's approximately 700,000 square feet, which is about 200,000 square feet larger or bigger than the BMO Harris Bradley Center. In addition, these renderings showed what could be in the offing over the next 10 or 12 years, and that is a fair amount of new, what they call ancillary development in and around the arena, such things as perhaps a hotel, retail, commercial, office space, etc. Much of this hoped for new development, which they anticipate could be valued by as much as $500 million, would be located in what has been largely vacant land in the city of Milwaukee since 1999, known locally as the Park East Corridor. So a very ambitious plan. The Bucks president, Peter Fagan, spoke at length about what this was all about, starting a conversation in the community about getting this arena approved, and then we heard from a couple of the architects who had a hand in the design of the new arena.
And then the price tag on the arena that's been going around has been in the $500 million neighborhood. I was a little surprised when I saw a billion-dollar plan this morning, but the price of the arena itself did not double this morning, right?
That is correct. The arena, give or take, is expected to cost about $500 million. The extra $500 million referred to is, again, the anticipated additional development that they believe will spin off once the new arena is completed. One of the wrinkles or surprises that the Bucks released is their intention to build their own training facility not all that far from the new arena site. Currently, the Bucks have their training facility at the Archbishop Cousins Center in suburban St. Francis along Lake Michigan.
So with this above and beyond, not just the arena sports entertainment facility they have here, but this idea of what could be this extra $500 million of potential development, is this part of an effort to sell this project to policymakers who need to sign off on portions of the funding?
Yeah, I think so very much. But having said that, there is some evidence across the country in various American cities where developers and professional sports franchises have banded together to put together projects in which there is an arena or a stadium in some cases that is sort of merged or developed at the same time with additional ancillary development in the form of office space, even housing, commercial office space, restaurants, bars, etc. A couple of examples, there is a development in Los Angeles called LA Live, which is near the Staples Center. There's one in Kansas City. There's one in the city of Columbus called the Arena District. So this has been going on in some American cities with some measure of success. Not everyone is necessarily on board with this approach, but most sports economists that I've spoken to say that the chances of these kinds of projects succeeding are increased when it's when there's something more than just an arena to look at. The days of just building an arena and putting a bunch of parking lots around it are pretty much gone.
Talking to Don Walker about plans for the new Milwaukee Bucks arena and related development released this morning at a press conference. Well, the big question, this one that's been going on for a while now, including in the governor's budget, how will this arena package be funded?
Well, it's a huge question, of course, and what sort of happened today is, you know, for weeks we were hearing that various elected officials, both in Milwaukee and in Madison, were pressing the Bucks, well, tell us what the plan is so we have some sense of what how we can try to finance this. Well, lo and behold, the Bucks came through and provided some details today. But today, some elected officials are sort of turning the tables back on the city and the county and saying, we need you to do more in terms of providing more in contributions in order to put together an arena financing plan. Right now in Madison, the debate is over a plan that Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald is forging that would lower the amount of state bonding made available to this project. And, of course, that would put additional pressure on not just the city and the county, but the Bucks owners themselves to make up the difference.
Is there a sense that the Bucks owners and the local governments can and would make up the difference, the shortfall between what Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald is talking about and what the governor had initially proposed?
Well, I would say at this point, no. The city last week, Mayor Barrett held a news conference and detailed the city's $25 million plus contribution toward the project. We have not heard specific details from County Executive Chris Abley. But I think the city especially feels that it has already offered enough money, or at least money that they feel they can reasonably put into the pot in order to make this financing plan come together. The city, of course, has many other needs in addition to perhaps a new arena, and we could spend an entire show talking about that with high crime and in certain areas of the city, education needs, public safety, et cetera. So there's a great deal of pressure on the mayor, and the mayor has already stated publicly that he has no intention of raising property taxes to help fund this arena.
Well, and one point that some critics or partial supporters of the arena have been saying from the outset almost, it seems like, is, hey, if you're going to do this big athletic-related facility, let's take some of the money and put it into local parks, local athletic facilities for youth in the Milwaukee area. Is that something that is still being talked about? Is it entering into the discussion of the actual plan at all?
Well, it hasn't entered into the actual discussion of the plan, but what you're referring to is a community organization known as Common Ground, which has publicly stated that they are opposed to the use of any public money toward the construction of a new arena. They are pushing it back on two fronts. As you stated, they would like to see some money set aside to refurbish playgrounds and recreational spaces in Milwaukee County. But more recently, they have linked one of the Bucks owners, Wes Edens, to a company he has a financial interest in known as NationStar Mortgage, which is a very well-known and fast-growing mortgage servicing firm. Common Ground has argued that that firm is responsible for an undetermined number of blighted properties in the city of Milwaukee. And they're making the case that the city should never consider providing any money whatsoever toward a new arena until NationStar takes care of these blighted properties. So that is a debate. The day has is coming when that debate will be had on the floor of the Milwaukee's Common Council. But right now it has not directly figured into the arena plans.
So response to this arena all along, there's been some excitement, and we've heard some of that from business leaders in the area. There's been a lot of skepticism, including what you just outlined. Was the release of these plans this morning, do you think it's going to be enough of a wow factor to tip the balance in favor of this arena?
Well, it's funny you should use that word. When I was briefed on the plan and wrote about it for today's paper, Bucks officials, some of whom I spoke with, asked me if there was a wow factor here, and that is very important to them. It's important that public opinion, in their view, be favorable toward this new arena. I don't honestly know if it created a wow factor, but I can certainly say that it certainly created a great deal of public buzz today, people reading the story and taking stock of the renderings that were released by the team. So in that sense, I think they succeeded. But as always, the devil's in the details. Things will start turning toward what kind of arena financing plan there is and whether it has a chance of passing.
Don, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That's Don Walker, Marquette University Fellow, writing about the Bucks Arena proposal. He's been covering this for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.